Hello, internet and zombie loving world. This is Ebola Talk, Fear the Walking Dead edition. I'm your host, Tarnell Mims. You can reach me on the tweets and Instagram at Ebola Tarnell. I have two co-hosts with me tonight. I have Sev at Ebola Sev on the tweets and Instagram.
Yeah, that's me.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh. I guess.
Yeah, fine.
Disdain.
Fergus. All right, and we got Justin at a bowl of Justin on the tweets.
Yes.
Yes. Here we are for episode 4 of season 4 of Fear the Walking Dead, Buried. Mm. How do we feel about this episode, fellas?
It was
episodic.
It was okay.
I almost.
We can officially say that Nick is dead now.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's dead, yeah. but he'll be showing up in the flashbacks.
Yeah.
I only feel, all right, well, we'll go through this, but I feel like they overdid it a little bit.
Yeah. They oversold it.
Yeah. I was like, okay, what bad happened? We could have stopped it. We could have stopped it.
It was my fault. I should not have done this.
I was like, okay, fuck faces.
Because they really oversold the day that changed everything.
Yeah, it's like, okay, fuck faces.
Day.
I don't care. Just
do your strand voice.
I was like.
Do your strand voice, Seb.
Come with me. We will go in my car. I have food for a month. And we will be free. Just you and me, lover.
Well, he was. We'll get to that in a little bit.
So yeah, so it opens up with them driving in the van at night, and it kind of switches the camcorder mode. So you see everyone, like, Luciana's got like Nick's head in her lap, and then she stabs it.
Oh yeah.
like everyone's kind of doing shit around there. You know, you've got a. Alicia, you know, just she's like killing the zombie Ennis.
Right.
She takes him out, and you know, Strand was like by a tree doing something else. But it's like, it was just a bunch of, you know,
it's like the aftermath.
I do like that part of this is shown through the camcorder.
Oh yeah.
Different perspective.
That was like our intro. The theme music intro was like the camcorder kind
glitchy,
of thing,
glitchy,
like
yes,
glitchy
yes,
little
yes.
video screen.
That's what I was going to say. So we had that. So they went to that, went back to the truck. So Strand's like, yeah, let's get this over with. You know, he's like, just get over with. And Al's like, you know, we can wait. You know,
you want to hear my story.
You just lost your best friend. You want to bury him.
Right.
No, let's do this. I promised you, well, we're going to give you the insight.
Yeah, he wants a deal. They just want to get it over with.
Yeah.
And so now we start going through different backs. But now from this
different
point
scenarios.
On. From this point on. Till like the end of the episode, pretty much, is back and forth between
Strand
their stories,
and
them talking to Al about the stories, and in between, and her kind of being inquisitive of
right.
So this is what got you here. This is what happened. What went wrong here?
We can stop if you guys want.
And they're like, no, and they just keep going on with the stories, and it kind of jumps between telling from Luciana's story to. Telling Luciana's story to telling, God damn it. Alicia's story. I'm like, who the hell are the people? Who are the characters again? I don't think we saw this.
Who the fuck?
Yeah. This is a brand new show. Strand, Alicia, and Luciana, you kind of jump between their stories. And it's just kind of that throughout the rest of the episode. But it's interesting because one of the first things that happens was, you know, she's like, you know, It was the first thing she asked everybody is, you know, how did you end up here? Like, at this point we're at right now, how did you get here? And...
Whoa.
Oh, Liz. Dogs.
Dogs.
Silly
How'd
dog.
You get here?
Yeah. Yeah, and so he's like, that's a big question to answer. She's like, yeah, sometimes those are the easiest. And then they just kind of... You know, he just starts getting into it. And Luciana starts to go, there was a time when we could have stopped all of this. And that was kind of, and then, you know, Al goes, tell me about the time. But that's kind of the theme throughout the whole time.
Time.
Is we could have ended this. We could have avoided this.
Right.
And they never kind of get to actually what happened.
Right.
But they did that. But then, you know, they go to, the, you know, they get the opening scene, which is that kind of open field again. But this time it has a glitch, almost like a...
rewind or VHS.
Yeah, like old VHS tape kind of messing up tape. It was like, oh, okay, I see what they're doing here. Mm-hmm. Still better than what they've had the past three seasons.
They're working on it.
Yeah. Well, it's like a legit show now.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the showrunners said that if you piece together all 16 of them, I don't know if they were serious or not, or kind of joking, and said that, like, that if you put, like, just watch them all, like, they kind of tell a story themselves.
Interesting.
I guess that's cool. You can see that.
But it's like, I don't know if he was kind of saying that as a joke or like. But maybe it's true. I don't know what kind of story it's going to tell, but
right.
I guess we'll see.
Yeah. But then you're going to have to go back and you won't watch know until the end of all of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, right.
So it's kind of premature.
Well, there's been four.
Yeah. Out of 16, which means we only got a fourth of the story.
Right. Right. That's like the beginning.
It's
sure.
It's not good investigative journalism. All right. So where we, yeah. So we get the first flashback is kind of Luciana on lookout. She's looking at the vultures, kind of just watching them as what they're doing. You come to find out that they're stretching their rations and cow feed and using cow feed to like eat stuff.
Yeah.
But they're stretching their rations out really kind of thin because, you know, they're not finding shit. Right. And anything that is out there, the vultures are getting to first.
Yeah.
So it's like it's funny because like this is the vultures' plan evidently is what they do is they choke out whoever that you know they don't simply wait for you to see if you fail or succeed. They kind of ensure that you fail.
They take everything.
Right. Like so they everything. There's nothing
not
for
just
you to
what
get.
They need just like everything that's there.
Right. So that you have nothing to get. So that you have to fail.
Right.
This is and that's what's so funny about it. It's like. It's a frustrating point to me because I know without this you don't have a show, so you need this. You need the antagonist,
right?
You need some kind of point of contention,
right?
But it's just like in reality, it's like what would be the point of doing that? Just to like purposely go and fuck over every other fucking colony that you come across on purpose. Right. Like, why would you not just take it and go? Why would you take over just to see them fail?
Right. I don't know.
Like, the mindset of why you would be doing that is really fucking weird to me. At least in the other show with Negan, it's like, no, I want to keep this going. I want to sustain.
They're running a standard protection racket, you know, that we know and exist in our times, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of. Well, you mean the Saviors?
The Saviors.
Yeah. No, it's totally a protection racket. Yeah.
Yeah. But these guys are just, I don't know. There was like a wildfire and like everybody burned except for them. So now they just.
It's a weird rationale. And right. I almost wish I didn't know it. I almost wish I didn't know why they were doing, like, well, I still don't know, but I wish I didn't know that part of their backstory. Mm-hmm. But so basically what we have now is everyone split off into teams.
Yes.
And right. Their idea was to go out even further. So Madison stayed back,
mm-hmm.
but you had Luciana and Naomi,
mm-hmm.
you had Strand and Cole,
mm-hmm.
and then you had Nick and Luciana.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for the approval.
Yeah, you know? That's what I'm here for. I'm just checking your facts.
Yeah, he's just fact-checking.
Yeah.
And they look at my Palm Pilot. All right, you're right. All right, keep going.
Because the whole thing became going places that they haven't hit
right.
to look for stuff.
Outside of their bubble, I guess you could say.
Right. So, you know, you have Cole and Strand, and they went somewhere. But I have no idea what the hell they were. But they would show them first.
Mm. And they were at the cactus store or whatever.
Or something, because these walkers all
a
had cactus on them.
Of some sort, I call
and
it.
And then I was wondering.
They were looking for succulents? Is that what those are called?
Oh, succulents? He wanted a succulent.
Oh.
I felt a little tension with those two. Or yeah, good tension towards those two guys.
Oh. You want to survive with me? Let's survive harder.
Give me some more of that meat stick. Don't get the cactus. No pricklies, please.
Oh no. Okay, so you know they got ambushed by some zombies. I'm tired of the zombies having superpowers all
super
of a
strong. Like when they're on the ground, they're just like, oh, help me. Oh my god.
I know it's dead weight, but still.
Come on.
And then it's like, you know, when he got poked, I was like, oh, is there going to be any residual?
He's getting infected all of a sudden.
Yeah,
right. The cactus. Like, because are those like tainted needles? Like,
yeah, that's why I wasn't sure what the hell that
they're
was.
Zombie
I was like, are they going to.
They're zombie cactus, okay?
Right. I wasn't sure if they're going to do some weird transference. They're like, oh, right. You know, he got pricked by the zombie needles, and now he's going to slowly. Start getting
zombie
sick and
needles.
might as well. We're running out of ideas here.
Right. So they had that their whole thing. They switched to Nick and Luciana, and Nick's like obsessed with rescuing Charlie somehow, even though she doesn't seem to want to be rescued.
Yeah.
Right. So even though she kind of seems like a bitch, and spoiler alert, she's gonna kill you, man.
Whoa. Right. Right. And that immediately came up because you know Luciana's telling the story about Leo, Nick looking for like literature, books, or whatever to like lure her back with, and he saw this one. There was a poster of this cat hanging off.
Yeah, the cat poster.
The cat poster with the kitten hanging onto like this little rope, like laundry line or whatever. It says, "Hang in there, buddy." And she's like, "Why are you taking this? Like, we need food. Like, what the hell are you doing?" Oh, Charlie, you know, blah blah. And then you know, they come back from it, and Al's asking her, you know, "Well, did that work? Whatever, you know, like, you know, how'd that turn out?" And he's like, "Well, she ended up killing him. So, like, what do you think?"
Yeah,
like he's dead right now because of her. So, like, clearly that it should be
also worked. When they were in the library too. They saw the walker slash zombie that had its kill himself. Had the wrist. She's like, I don't want to be like that. Like, I don't. I don't want to be like that.
I don't want to deal with that. Be like, they said, like, you won't.
And that was one I actually kind of got the Twilight Zone reference, like, and they confirmed it in Talking Dead and like one of the little things.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like a famous episode of the Twilight Zone, the old one, where it's like the end of the world and like this guy, I forget why, he like survived it. He was accidentally in a bunker or something and like everybody's dead. And like he comes out and he goes to the library because all he ever wanted to do was like read books and stuff.
Yeah.
And but like his wife was a bitch and wouldn't like read or something. I forget.
I think I remember hearing about this.
Yeah. One. And so like he just goes to the library and he's like, "Oh my God, you know, like I have all the books in the world and I'm just going to read all day."
Right.
And blah, blah, blah. And it's going to be amazing. And then he like drops his glasses and they shatter.
Right.
And so now he can't read because he's effectively blind without them. And so it's like, and you know, that's kind of like how the episode ends.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, it's like kind of one of the more famous Twilight Zone episodes. And so like you see that like the broken glasses like over like a book.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, this is like the Twilight Zone thing."
Yeah. That's great. So like, "Fuck it, I'm slitting my wrist."
Right.
Like, "Fuck this. My whole purpose is done."
Right.
So that whole thing, so that happens. They come back from commercial break. John Dory tells Morgan, like, he tries talking to Morgan. This is the one small moment where they cut away before, like, the end of the episode. And John Dory tells Morgan that he used to be a police officer, and he was telling him how, like, how this guy that, you know, he survived. There was a police officer that kind of, like, lost it, but he ended up surviving somehow, and I actually forget the freaking story for it. But he was basically telling them about keeping hope, like, you know, about keeping hope, and that he had hope still to find Laura, and he wanted Morgan there to meet. He wanted them to meet each other,
right.
And yeah, and so you know there was that whole, you know, so there was that whole little bit real quick, which I was like, "Oh, that's an interesting side piece," but it kind of makes sense later on in the episode why that piece came up. So then they go. They come back to another flashback, which is Naomi and Alicia, and they're at the water park.
Mm-hmm. Wow, yeah, raging waters.
Yeah, and you know, of course, there's a bunch of dead everywhere. You know, they're killing. They kill a couple zombies. First they walk in. They see a truck, and
oh, that's right.
She broke it down about the truck. She's like, "Oh, you know something about cars?
Run flat tires and blah 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 and so blah 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 blah. Super cool. We should totally get this."
Yeah.
No keys.
Fuck it. So then they go in after they kill a couple of zombies, and then they kind of see an area that's barricaded. They see the area that's barricaded. They kind of look.
Yeah, like it's a fort.
It's
like
a fort. At the landing for all the slides. You know, like as you would see in any water park, there's one big like ladder or step system, and that's where it breaks off to like two or three or more slides. And someone had barricaded that up, and
the stairs were just completely.
Yeah,
junk and traps and whatever all over.
Right. Although I haven't seen do they walk up steps?
Zombies?
Yeah,
probably. They could probably shamble their way up.
Because I was sitting there. Yeah, I was like, would that even be necessary to do? But
well, you know, you also got to keep people out.
Yeah, this is true too. This is true. Yeah. So the only way up there really was through the slides, but the slides go into a pool. Where the water was, and there was a bunch of zombies that were dead in that pool. Right. So they go through there, they jump in there, you know, slight, you know, j- chop, 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 you know, get a bunch of stabby, 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 brain, brain, brain.
Right.
And they jump into the slide, and then the slide's all full of algae. Before
they get on the slide, though, it's like they're going through the water really slow, and they're just like, oh, no, we're not about to make it up the slide.
My thing was...
And she dropped the knife in the water, and just like...
Yeah, that's what I was about to get to, was they're struggling, and Lisa drops her knife. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a bunch of algae on the slides because of all the water. Although I'm not sure that would necessarily happen, but maybe. I figured it would just dry out and just probably. Be a dry slide. I don't know. There should be algae the whole way up. That's kind of weird. But the thing that bugged me about that was, okay, they're not going anywhere. You have the tactical advantage of being up high.
Yeah.
Just make a little bit of noise. Lure them over and stab them all in the head.
They had the higher advantage. Yeah,
but it's you don't have good footing and it's slippery.
It wasn't way on the sides like that. Just
yeah, where they come sliding over. In the slide.
No, tough. Before you get into the water.
Oh, yeah, like you get into the end, you just go pop, 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 pop.
That is true. Yeah, before you get in there, you're standing there, just make the little noise, get them over, and just take them. I'm like, why don't they fucking clear? Like, why would you make it this difficult? You can see the water, so it's not like there's no. There will be a surprise zombie.
Yeah.
So what are you doing? Well, let's just jump in there and risk it all. Like, I don't know what this was. Like, that was so stupid. But anyways.
Like, you're going for the challenge with, like, the minimum amount of zombies killed on the way?
Yeah, you're right. Like, I don't know.
Trying to get that trophy or that.
Right. Yeah, let's see if I can get that award.
Yeah. Stupid. Speed run.
Stupid. Just so I can unlock the next cheat code. Right. And so anyways, they finally get up the damn slide. And they make it through. Lisa's missing a knife. They get up the slide, and then so now they're on the landing. And they're there for a couple of seconds. Of course, the two people that were up there died, and now there's zombies up there.
Which, when you go up there, there's a nice load of gun up there?
Oh, I know. There was a nice gun, a bunch of ammo. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they get shocked, and it was the first thing. Oh, damn, it goes down another slide. Oh, no. And the zombie chases after her. And I'm like,
oh, no.
Again.
Into the toilet bowl.
You have a, like, stabby, 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 brain, brain, brain. Or he's not, like, they're not coordinated. Just sidestep him and trip him and send him down the slide. Like, he's not going to get back up. Like, just get rid of him.
Right.
And then, she slides on the slide until, like, that toilet bowl where it's, like, it was a contained type of pool. Mm-hmm. And so there's a bunch of zombies in the center of that. And then this one that comes, slides down after her. And it's, like, all leaping and powerful. And she's, like, sliding down because, of course, there's algae everywhere somehow. I'm just like, what the fuck's with all this algae, all this moss? I'm like, I don't, what? That was a weird element. But anyways, because I don't think it would be anywhere where there's not water.
Right.
It wouldn't be able to sustain.
Because the slide would probably just evaporate off of the slide and be done with it. You know?
Yeah, it would just dry up. That's where I'm like, they created a problem. Anyways, that's fucking plot devices. God damn it, you're turning into the main show. there's that whole fight. And then at least the second zombie comes out. And then Lisa, she's taking off because she doesn't have a knife.
Right.
And then she's just trying to hang on. Then she's holding on to the gun. And all of a sudden, the stock on it just comes off.
The flash suppressor.
Yeah. It's just,
said with facts.
It's like, and it comes off. Oh, that's how she got it. Oh, right. It came down. Then she slams down to her stab with it.
What you would think, like, the whole gun, that gun was solid then. Because she's grabbing that. You think that whole thing would go with it, wouldn't you? Because she is grabbing it.
Yeah, that was weird.
And the whole thing, you think the whole thing would go?
I don't know. Maybe it's mounted to the floor. I don't know.
But then why would that just pull? I don't know. Yeah, that pulling off like that was also weird to me. That feels like that would have kept her up. But I don't know. But anyways.
Oh, well.
You know, plot device. So that comes down. That zombie comes after her. And then she starts beating, you know, of course, she uses that the first time, you know, to kill that zombie that was going after her, Naomi. They eventually, clearly, they get back up that slide because they saw him back at the top, and now that's cleared.
Yeah.
Funny though, she has it, doesn't put it back on the gun.
What?
Well, no, she knows that. Oh, this is going to be my signature weapon. I need to hold on to this.
Yeah, she hasn't sharpened it yet, so we're still getting to that.
Yeah.
Like, which, not in this episode though, but it still has to happen. But so they're up there, they clear their whole thing out. You know, they start signing those medical supplies, all this other shit. Like, yeah. But you can see Naomi's kind of like, she sees it, but she's like really skeptical. Mm-hmm. You know, in her mind, she's like, yeah, we got this, but there's no point to it. She grabs her stuff. Well, she grabs stuff, fills it in her pack, has some stuff in Alicia's pack, and then hands her binoculars because she finds keys. She found the keys to the vehicle or a vehicle.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
And she hands her binoculars. Hey, go look out here for whatever.
We got a good vantage point. Let's see where the next place we should probably hit or whatever.
Yeah,
like, look over there. Did she see anything when she was looking out though? Did she like see anything?
I think she saw just the road area, yeah, but
there was no people or no life or anything.
And then she turns around and then Naomi.
Hey, look over there, guy.
Yeah, and then Naomi was just gone.
I guess she went down another slide. Like what?
That was the thing.
She just came like that. Like, yeah, snap in my finger.
Because I mean, you could just slide down one of the slides, but I mean, weren't those all leading to like death?
She ran down the stairs real fast. It was so fast.
They didn't go down the stairs because the stairs were still blockaded.
Like, I mean, right.
They didn't explain how she got down or how Alicia got down.
Which means they had to have cleared out. Okay, and the other thing about that is they were both dry as fuck getting to that car. So it's not like they just splashed in and made a break for it.
Maybe they looked down and was like, oh, there's no zombies in the pool down slide number 4. You know, like...
Right. That's our way out. I forgot a way to stairs. It's like, yeah, there was just like, oh, they just made it down miraculously.
Right.
Without us... She made it down without us. You didn't even hear her go... You didn't hear her go right down the slide. It was like, you didn't hear her walking on the... Because those planks, those landings are normally noisy. You can hear whenever someone walks on it. Especially if you have shoes. Like, I know it's harder when, you know, when people are barefoot, it's probably more silent.
Yeah.
But if everyone's got boots, I fucking hear where you're going. Yeah. So, so, you know, Alicia does catch up to her.
Yeah. Because she's trying to start it and it's out of gas. And she's like, oh, balls.
And then Alicia's like, listen, I don't know what happened before, but either you're going to help us sustain it or you're going to take off. We just got to figure out what it's going to be.
And then she, like, put gas in that car for her?
Yeah. So there was that whole thing. She's like
look, if you're going to bounce, I guess, whatever.
Yeah, and she's like, listen, you don't understand. You got to tell your mom, it's not going to work. I just know it's not going to work. And, you know, so there's that whole thing.
That's exactly how she sounded, Tarnell.
Yeah, verbatim.
She was a little constipated when she said
I'm an impressionist. And meanwhile, while that whole
when
thing...
When she was saying that, though, I thought Dharma and Greg, when I heard her voice, I'm just like, yeah.
Right?
It is Dharma and Greg.
It is, right? Dharma. Meanwhile, that whole time, that's going on, Cole and Strand are having their little talk, and Cole's like, why don't you, you know, and he's like, trying to figure out why he doesn't, you know, Strand doesn't like him. He's like, it's not that I don't like you, it's just, get hurt.
Do the voice right.
I like you a little too much.
Thank you. Yeah, I thought sexual healing was about to go down.
Yeah, he's like, and so he drove him to a place, and he's like, dude, where are we at? What is this? And Strand reveals to him that he's been stashing shit. Yeah. In a vehicle, kind of a getaway vehicle, in a survival vehicle. He's like,
I've been stashing stuff for you so we can run off with each other.
He goes, look, bad things happen when people around me. You know, right. I made decisions before. They were selfish and people got hurt. People died. People died.
He's like,
there's enough plastic. There's enough here for us to last a month or two. What should we bring that back to, like, the colony? This will last a day.
This would last a day.
No, this will just last a day.
Last a day.
Now this is the real me. You still want to know me? He's like in his face, like right. You ready to take this?
You want some soul glow?
You want to get to know the real me?
Hey, you want to?
You're about to get the full Strand.
Done. The full Strand. Oh man. Dead.
Yes.
So this whole time, this is going back and forth. Oh, yeah, you go back to Nick, and then you have Nick and Luciana. So this is going back and forth. First of all, Cole and Strand are, like, arguing back and forth about this. Cole's like, listen, I'm not down. I'm out. Boom. So you look at the Strand, just kind of standing there and shuts in, like, looks back all the stuff. Fuck, what am I going to do? So there's that. You know, so last we leave off, Alicia and Naomi, they have a... Whatever, they're gonna have a difference of opinion, and at least like, let's get some gas into your truck. Cole and Strand like at odds. Meanwhile, and this back and forth, they keep talking to Al and letting Al know, and Al's asking questions like, okay, so what's going on? Goes, no, this isn't when everything went bad yet. This is not yet. This isn't everything bad. This is what kept happening. But this is why Nick is dead, because we made this decision.
Right.
And we made this decision. Luciano's like, you know, this is, oh man, we could have prevented it. And then, you know, so like what you're about to say, Seth, was that they find a, they find an Atlas or a Thomas guide.
Yeah.
For those that don't know that are young, Atlas and Thomas guides, before we
I
had
got one in my car.
Before we had,
look at you.
I got one in my car.
Before we had cell phones with apps and things like Waze and GPS, you know, Google Maps and all this other stuff.
Atlas.
You needed books that had sheets of geography on it where you would let you know where how to get someplace. They were called Thomas Guides or Atlas Maps.
Never eat shredded wheat.
And you would.
What's that mean?
Northeast, west, south.
I'm so all proud of you.
All right. So, you would flip through and you look up places and you'd be able to find where to go on a map through this book.
Yeah.
So they had one of those because, of course, no one's got like working cell phones and shit like that.
Right.
So they decided, we need somewhere else to go. When they were talking, Nick and Luciana are arguing about this because she's still in this. I don't want to end up like that dude who killed himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're like, okay, wherever we open up to on this map is where we're going to go head to. And they're like, okay,
I wish I had opened it up to any other page with that. In my head, I'm like, they're going to randomly flip it open to the spot they're already at.
What about Ben Funny? He's like, we're going to where Rick is at. Like,
that wouldn't have happened because it was like the Southwest, you know, like.
It was somewhere in that region. And it's just like, but anyway.
Because it showed like the states. It was like Texas. The
outline of it, yeah.
Arizona, Oklahoma, Nevada, I don't know. Like,
but anyways, kind of states so they're like, all right. And then, but then you see the thing like, okay, they chose to leave. It sounds like everyone's choosing to leave at this point.
Right.
Everyone.
They go to the next level, the next set of flashbacks, and everyone comes back. Cole rolls up first.
It's like, where's Strand? Oh, no.
Well, before that, remember that guy on the radio was like, hey, do you have any...
He's
having a barbecue outside.
Right before that, yes.
That's where we get into the wildfire story.
All right, yeah. So right before this happens, Madison is on the lookout. She's kind of looking at where people might be and just kind of wondering when they get back.
Mm-hmm.
And Mel comes up and he has this walkie-talkie waving like, hey, get on the walkie-talkie. I want to talk. And she's like, he's like, hey, do you got any relish?
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, and so that, then you see, next thing you
I
see,
just have like, all these hot dogs to eat.
Madison comes out and talks to him.
Relish.
Yeah, he's like, it was relish. And then she's like, you know, so they go about the relish.
He said he went through all the condiments because everything.
I mean, I feel like this was a whole tactic, you know, to bring her out there and be like, oh, you don't have relish? Oh, yeah, it's the condiments that always go first. I'm just sitting here with this main course.
I got me a big-ass Dodger dog in the back. Right. Don't mind me.
Well, because he's like, yo, this, you know, those always go. You always go through those, trying to doctor up all the stuff that's...
Stay positive with life.
And you don't want to really eat.
Like the cattle feed pancakes and stuff.
Right.
That's rough.
Yeah. So you do that to doctor up with all the other stuff. So anyways, he's being a dick. We kind of throw in her face that he's got stuff and
wait, to go back a second. It did get brought up that it's like, shouldn't we be eating the cattle before we eat the cattle feed?
But no one's going to die today. That's what Madison said.
Yeah. It's like, oh,
okay. Even the cows. All right. That's a mistake. Cool. But anyways, we can kill one of them though, right?
Just like, one.
Just one?
Yeah.
So anyways, they go back and forth and they're talking about he's like, you know, the danger about people going out on runs is, you know, sometimes they won't come back. People will come back and I'm worried about it. My offer still stands. You could join us. Well, yeah, so does my offer stand. You can join us. And then there's that back and forth and blah, 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 blah.
It's just this big dick measuring contest between the two of them over who has got the better gang. Who's going to join who first?
Dick measuring contest, even though someone doesn't have a dick.
She might.
Looking at you, Mel. I don't know. What's his name?
What?
Yeah, it was Mel.
Okay.
So yeah, there was that whole thing, and then she goes back, whatever. So right after that is when everyone starts showing up, and you get Cole showing up, and you're like, oh fuck. She's like, we're Strand,
and he was about to be like, this motherfucker, don't even get me started on this.
Yeah,
guy.
Yeah.
You know what he was? You know what this guy did? You know what this guy had? And then he pulls up, and he's like, never mind, I'm gonna let him talk.
Yeah. So he doesn't sell him out, and the Strand comes up. She's like, all right, you guys did great. Blah 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 blah. Good going, Strand. And the Strand kind of looks at Cole. Cole looks at Strand. He's like, all right, fine. You got me. I couldn't do it.
Oh, no. Yeah, I still want that dick.
So then you come back. You see Naomi and Alicia. And then Lisa comes back and you make it seem like Naomi didn't show up. And, you know, Al's asking Alicia, you know, okay, so what did you tell her? And I said, I didn't tell her. Now let Naomi speak for herself. And then Naomi tells her, look, this is really, you know, stuff's not going to last here. But, you know, I want, you know, stuff's going to get really bad. I want to set up an infirmary. And Lisa's like, I'm going to help. And then Nick's whole thing before they got there was, he's like, look, maybe we're looking at all this wrong. Instead of finding the one place to go to resettle, let's just go do this, find go to one place to do one major ass run so we don't have to do runs anymore.
Right. And we'll just get seeds. We'll get fertilizer.
We'll just restart. Start over and just replant and blah, blah, blah.
We'll get weevil
killer. Weevil repellent.
Yeah, or whatever. I'm also thinking, it's like, isn't the problem that, like,
you've got these bugs that you can't fucking deal with?
Right. Like, it doesn't matter what you're going to plant. Like, they're just going to eat that, too.
Right, unless you plant a different, totally different area. I don't know. Yeah, like, how do you get rid of the weevils? I don't know, I don't know how that works.
So, anyway.
But it's not like you can just go down to Home Depot and grab it. I'm sure. Well.
Maybe.
Well, I'm sure no one's really went out and raided the weevil, the insect supply. Yeah, because no one really would have rated insecticides. Well, maybe right. Yeah, but
I don't know. Unless they're trying to, like, you know, it's not like a,
it's not a food. It's so not. It's like, so what are you worried about it for? Yeah. It's probably in an abundance.
Could be.
Yeah.
Let's go check.
Let's go. All right. Bye. Show up. All right, they got it. You're just trying to walk. What happened? It's apocalypse. What? We got weevils. What? So that happened. And this is where everyone's like, you know, oh, we could have, you know, if I just have opened that map, we could have, everywhere, this is where we're all been bad. Yeah. This is why my boyfriend's dead. This is why my brother's dead. This is why my friend's dead. And it's like, okay. So we never get to what really was the problem with this, what happened. Like, we never got to the meat and crux of what this
happened at the stadium.
The inroads of all this happened.
Yeah.
Which I'm hoping we have to get to. Kind of
like a letdown, because it's like, man, you really hyped that up.
You hyped it up and just was like, kicking a dick.
Oh. We just ended up deciding to stay.
This was like the ultimate dick tease.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, it's like,
it's fine. I guess we'll see next episode.
But you're forgetting the main part.
We won't see next episode, because next episode is Dory and Laura.
Yeah. This is a Dory episode. Yeah. Really? So flashback six.
How
episode six will be that, maybe.
Dory met Laura. Is it Laura?
Yeah, Laura. Yeah. So what happened in
or Naomi?
So at the very end,
there you go. Thank you.
So now
thank
at the you. Very end, feel they're bad. Coming back, and they pull over, and they pull into the spot, and this whole time, Al's thinking they're
like right here. It's like, are you sure? Yeah. No, right here.
Al's thinking they're looking for a place to bury Nick.
Right.
That's what Al Morgan and John Dory are all thinking. So they get to this place, they start digging, and it's where they had their weapons. How they found that in the dark, I don't know. But anyways,
they must have really known, like, exactly
where. Yeah, because that's a pretty random spot with no fucking lights and no real markers. Anyways, so they start digging. They pull up. They find this chest where that was buried out in the random wilderness. Well, but like an old random field.
With an arsenal.
With big weapons cache, supplies and everything else.
Good size weapon cache, at least.
Yeah, weapons cache for the three of them. Yeah, it's pretty, four of them. That's pretty big. They pull the stuff out, and there's a certain bag that comes up. And John Dory recognizes the bag.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, hold on, that was Laura's bag.
First, Al loses her shit because she's like, what the fuck?
You fucking lied to her. You
fucking lied to me. Like, what the hell?
Everyone's kind of upset. Morgan's even looking at him like, okay, so, but you're still going to bury Nick, right?
And they were like, oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, here's as good a place as any.
Right, yeah. I was like, damn, dude, y'all the cold, y'all upset about
cold
it.
Cold blooded.
Unity. And there was like there was a whole small back and forth of like, we're going to go fucking murder these guys. You know, and it's like, this isn't what Nick would have wanted. And they're like, the fuck, he wouldn't have wanted this. This is exactly what he would want.
Right.
And I was like, what?
So this is making me
that's
think.
True. I mean, he sprinted after this motherfucker to go kill him.
Right.
Like, that is totally what Nick would want.
Right. Which makes me realize, okay, because in all this, it still goes back to Madison is either captured or dead.
Right.
And we won't know for a while, I feel like.
Right.
But we may find out in the mid-season finale. We may not. Maybe not till like middle of the season or end of the season, but...
But
something's really up, because they also, I think if they just got screwed over, I feel like they wouldn't be this upset.
No, because they're like murder mode.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Everyone's in murder mode.
Murder mode.
And
yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so they, that's they what makes something's up with Madison because,
yeah.
And other people there had to, like, everyone we don't see right now, I feel like has to be dead or captured because
right.
They wouldn't.
Or became a vulture, you know.
They joined.
Because that's the thing is that, you know, like you said, Dory found that pack and was like, hey, what, blah, blah. And then, you know, he goes and opens it and there's his other gun.
Right.
Yeah, and we see in the flashback that she, like, opened it up and saw that and the gun was there or whatever, and she folds it back up and puts it back in or whatever.
Right.
Like,
she's the vulture? And then
he's like, what? But then, you know, Alicia drops, like, hey, she didn't make it out of the stadium, you know.
Right.
And so it's like, is she dead? Did she turn on them, you know? Did she right. become a vulture? Although Alicia then later just dropped, like, okay, she's dead. You know, like, she said those words.
But it's, right. But it's but also... I wonder, like, is she dead? Could you just assume she didn't make it out?
Right. Or she's dead because we're going to kill her.
Or she, or she's or, dead that you just assume she's dead because right. you didn't actually see, but you...
And as she really punching that, because, you know, she specifically said that she's dead. Right. I was like, is she trying to punch that? Because, like, it's like, hey, listen... Fuck this bitch. She's gone. You get revenge with us. Like, you know, join us. Like, right. This is a way of kind of goading him into, like, joining
right.
their side and, you know, adding another yeah. number into
the right, right. It's war. It's all their fault. So.
Right. So I don't know if that was her trying to coax him into trying to go get revenge as well.
Yeah.
You know, or what, how much truth there is to that. But yeah, but that would be another, like, oh, okay, somebody else is dead from these flashbacks.
Right, right, right. It would be interesting because, I mean, she just came in this season, but whatever.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm... What? Yeah, I don't know how to read that. But it was interesting that, you know, that John Dory was kind of... It was funny because they were like, oh, you said... You know, then they started going back and forth about her name. And I'm like, oh, this is weird because I wonder if she just changed name from person to person that she met.
Right.
Just to kind of keep herself kind of...
Mm-hmm. Off the radar.
Well, yeah, I was in Guardians of Word, you know, in case word got around, like, no one knew who the hell she was.
Yeah.
That, you know, if her name was even, I mean, her name was Laura to him and Naomi to that, and who knows what else to other people.
Yeah.
So there's that. Then
one of the things I thought in the first one, just because I forgot what the name that he said was, I was like, oh my God, did he say that chick's name was Anne? Like, what's her face from Walking Dead? That just the former heapster?
Oh, wow.
I've been like, oh, that would be a crazy tie together. If, like, we see on The Walking Dead, she has, like, that pistol. It's like, oh, man, it's going to be part of more of her mysterious backstory. Where did she come from and why did she get over, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But then I realized, no, he said the name was Laura. So I was like, oh, no, wait, never mind. That's not a
yeah.
thing. But, yeah.
Yeah, that's
right. Yeah, yeah. So that, but, yeah, anyways, so then that whole thing happened. So then now we have a split. So now, and they all get back in, and Al's finally like, you know what, fuck it, fine, I'll take you to whatever. And they're, and, you know, Strand's like, you know, we'll give you more, we're going to give you more story than, you know, just yeah. fucking take us to them. And then Morgan and John just stay off the SWAT van, and they're now basically going to go on foot, I guess, looking for her.
Yeah, it's kind
of... Yeah. Looking for who again?
Laura.
Yeah.
Because John Dory is refusing to kind of believe that she's full on dead.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so I think he at least wants to for himself see
that
she's gone.
It was also kind of weird because it's like, you guys are out in the middle of nowhere. Like, why don't you just at least take a ride to, like...
Halfway to the stadium? Like, well, how far are they from
like,
the stadium?
Like, to the next place where you can just, like, jack a car or whatever.
Yeah, Morgan's got a bum-ass leg. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Morgan's a man, dude. Don't worry about Morgan.
Clearly, Morgan's a man.
Right.
But yeah, so yeah, that's... clearly. ooh. So yeah, so I mean so that's where we kinda ended this episode. Is you know, the three of them just kind of burying them but not really caring about burying them, about burying Nick, because they're hyper focused on they've got this tunnel vision on revenge.
I like Nick, and I wish they didn't really kill Nick.
Yeah, he was one of the
like that was like they killed a lot of good characters.
Well, but Nick's dad. That one wasn't their choice. He quit.
Yeah, they didn't want to. He didn't want to be on the show where he wanted to do other stuff. So
yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't that. They were not. You know, I think they
like
understood.
Nick's dad, like killing Nick's dad off too. Like, you know, like you're just kind of like, oh man, they get really rid of good characters in general.
Wait, are you talking the stepdad?
Yeah, the stepdad. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry, stepdad.
Yeah. Well, we kind of saw that. That's where that was headed.
This show's not afraid to kill people, pretty much.
No. But I think they understood. Like I said, that was Frank Delane's choice. I think they understood Nick's popularity on the show, and they weren't trying to get rid of him. Right. But yeah, that's why which made sense, because they did kind of make him all weird, and then all of a sudden, his personality was like way different, and then, you know, evidently that got him killed. So that was this episode. It was I think it was all right. I just think they just went too hard in the, this is the day everything changed, and we could have sucked so much by this. It was just, I think they, like you said, they oversold that. Yeah, they went really too hard on that.
Because I was like, okay, cool, we get to see how the stadium fell.
Or at least the beginning of it.
We never saw it.
Nothing.
We didn't see shit. We just saw them going in some uneventful runs and, you know, whatever. Or, well, you know, semi.
So everyone's kind of made choices to stay and try and keep the stadium going, but evidently that's their downfall.
Obviously, yeah.
So I don't know if it's...
Jeez, Sev, shut up.
Right?
God, Sev, we're still doing this podcast.
So anyways.
Fucking Sev.
Anyway, so I don't know if it was the run itself that was their downfall, or if it's still something just happened. Yeah. That
It was the their hearts and minds were changed along those
runs. No, but remember, he had an idea of a run, so that's why she's like,
the next run.
The run that he wants to go on that was supposed to be helpful in the run to end all other runs.
No, wait. That was the day that everything...
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. The next one was the day that everything...
Yeah. So anyways, that was it. I don't know. Like I said, I'm okay with the way they're telling the story. It's just I think they just did a little too much this episode. But yeah, other than that, I'm still liking the season. I like the different flashback. I like the between flashback
three
look.
Three different scenarios.
Yeah. The current camera mode and flashback mode.
Yeah.
I like all of that. Anyway, how say you, Sev?
That's all right.
Sev doesn't care. Nah. He just wants his girl to die.
She's not as aggravating as she's been in the past.
Right.
I don't know if she's making the right choices right now, but I can at least like kind of.
At least she's not fucking things up by trying to like.
Yeah, she's not actively fucking sabotaging things for her own selfish things.
Right, for her own selfish purposes. All right, so I guess that does it for this episode. So for Seth and Justin, I am Tarnell. This has been a Bowl of Talk Fear the Walking Dead edition. We will see you guys next time for episode 5. And take care of yourselves and make better decisions on runs, everybody. So that's it. Peace. Zombie noises.